Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Another blessed Monday in Jesus' name. This is Brother Nate, another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, we're grateful to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity to share the very gospel of Jesus Christ with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. We want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN @gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give it to you. Glory be to God. So as we await for my brother, come on, wherever you listen to me at, why don't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, once again for your word. We thank you for the opportunity you've given us to assemble together. And Father, we know that you are here in the midst, for you said we're two or three are gathered together in your name, that you will be in the midst. So therefore, Lord God, bless us with your presence and release to us through your spirit the understanding that we need this day. Lord God, that we may understand the written word of God, that we may understand also the living word of God. So Father, we thank you, Lord, and we glorify and magnify you, for you're worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name we pray, Father, we thank you. Amen and amen. Praise God. Thank God for another blessed broadcast. Tonight, we are all still on Reason 2, Secrecy or Secrets, given unto you why Masonry and Mormonism is not part of the restoration work of God. We have been talking to you about the secrecy. And before I go any further, let me patch my brother on here. God bless you, brother. God bless. Okay, we're having technical difficulties again. Satan, we rebuke you. The Lord rebukes you in the name of Jesus. We come against every hindering tactic of the enemy. We command you to cease in your maneuvers and your operations right now. We plead the blood of Jesus against you right now. Turn loose of the airwaves. Turn loose of this broadcast. You shall not have it. In Jesus' name, we come against you and bind you, Satan. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Now, my brother, he's going to call back in. And as I told you before, we're talking about secrecy or secrets. And we have been informing you that the second reason why Masonry and Mormonism is not part of the work of the Lord in these last days is because of their secrets or secrecy. Okay. And we have been sharing with you that they have both Masonry and Mormonism have these secrets that is ungodly. God bless you, brother. God bless. Okay. Satan, we command you. We told you to take your hands off this broadcast. We told you to stop in your maneuvers right now. We don't beg you. We don't plead with you. We command you right now, in the name of Jesus, to take your hands off this broadcast. Your imps and your cohorts, we command to leave now in the name of Jesus. Leave now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Now, as I was saying before, and Satan does not want this message to get out, there is secrecies or secrets in the Masonic order and also in Mormonism that is ungodly, okay? As you listen to part 3 of this series, you're listening now, I'm going to encourage you to go back to listen to part 1 and 2. You're on this page. You should be able to hit the God's Word to Man logo, Bible, rather, and go to episodes. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother. How are you?
Bless. Thank God that God's power rule and put the enemy to flight. So we're going to go ahead and pounce on this devil right now. Amen.
Amen.
As we have been sharing with you and letting you know that Masonry and Mormonism have secrecy or secrets that is ungodly and not of God. And so on my part, what I'm going to do here, I'm going to share with you a testimony of a former Mason named John R. Rice, and he has a book called Lodges. It's amazing how they are willing to kill you, as they say, to, or you kill yourself even, too, if you tell these secrets, and it's written in books for the public to see. But anyhow, I want to read to you something he said on this line, letting you know about the secrets in Masonry. This is what he said. He said, first, he said, the lodge oath presumes to be even more sacred than the marriage vow. By solemn and frightful oath, the Mason swears that he will ever conceal and never reveal to anyone not proven to be a Mason the secrets and doings of Masonry. From the wife that God said is his own flesh, the wife of his bosom, the mother of his children, the Mason is sworn to conceal the facts about what he does and says, who are his companions, what are the teachings of the lodge. The wife may help to make and save the money that he spends for expensive Masonic degrees, yet the things purchased must be kept secret from her. Now, do you hear that? The husband may stay out until the late hours of the night while the wife remains alone, yet he is sworn not to explain to her. Now, I want you to hear this closely. He is sworn not to explain to her what took place that kept him so long. Such a yoke is unreasonable for any man to take upon himself and is positively forbidden a child of God. Now, let me read you a little bit more right quick of what else John Rice has said concerning their secrets. He said, how different is the command of the gospel? He said, the command of the gospel of Jesus is given in Mark 16 and 15 when he said, go ye in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Okay. The last invitation the Bible said, the spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that hears say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. The contrast is great. The lodges, now he's talking about the Masonic lodges, say, keep the message secret. But Jesus said, tell it abroad. The message is not the same message, and the spirit is not the same spirit in the churches and in the lodges. Okay? Now, he said that there are those who want you to believe that John the Baptist and the Apostle John and even Jesus himself and his other disciples were members of secret orders. Do you hear that? Masonic lodges are dedicated to God and the holy saints John with shocking blasphemy. But the idea that Jesus or his disciple had anything to do with secret orders is wickedly false. Jesus himself said, I spake openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple, whither the Jews always resort, and in secret have I said nothing. Now, Jesus said nothing in secret. Now, but the Masons have these secret, hidden things, secret signs, passwords. We're going to get into some of that as we get on later in the series. Grips. You said, well, where's the grip? Hand grips, handshakes. They even do it. Like I said, they even do it on you to see if you're a Mason. Now, you're not aware of it, what they're doing. But if they're not sure, when they confront you and they want to see if you're a Mason, they do that handshake, and it's a particular handshake. And if you don't know what it is, you don't know that they're trying. Okay?
Amen.
Now, people, I don't know what else more we have to say to you. But that ain't of God. You ain't seen Jesus in the Bible doing no secret handshakes. You didn't see him and say, hey, y'all, but you tell the gospel, keep it secret. Don't tell nobody. You ain't seen none of that. And to hear that these organizations is being titled as a Christian organization, my question is, what kind of Christian are you talking about? Because according to the Bible, the word Christian means a follower of Christ. Ain't no following of Christ in these organizations, okay? That's the reason why, once again, we're on reason two now, that they're not of God and they're not of the work of God. Their secrecies and secrets is connected to sin, okay, the works of the flesh, unrighteousness, you name it. Okay? So,
amen.
I'm going to stop it right there, and I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother. Take it away, brother.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, I've been telling you about how the devil, since the beginning of time, okay, has been trying to ensnare the whole world in this one world government, this one world religion, okay? And he's been doing this. Masonry was his first thing he tried, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, then he picked up another thing, okay? He picked up all these different countries that Satan was over, okay? Like Rome, like Greece, okay? Like the Media Persia, okay? Like the Babylon kingdom, okay? Now the Lord is the one that used them, okay? Thank you, Jesus. The Lord uses these kingdoms. Why? He uses them when his people go into what? Go into disobedience. Glory to the Lamb. How does he use them? He used them to whip you back into shape. He used them to make you repent. He used them to make the people of God, hallelujah, remember where they came from, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Now, that's about to happen to America. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I know you don't think it's going to happen to us, but it's about to happen to America. America about to get a good whipping, okay?
Amen.
And that don't sound hot, but that's the truth of things, okay? Because we are relying on all these false things, okay? All these things like masonry. We think we're so super strong and powerful, okay? And we can't be overcome. Thank you, Jesus. And then we don't know all the things that's all the anchors and of the devil that's bringing us down, okay? That's destroying us. We don't understand all the stuff that Satan has. Now I'm gonna read something to you out of Daniel. Thank you, Jesus. The second chapter. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams, wherewith his spirit was troubled, and his sleep brake from him. Then the king commanded to call the magicians and the astrologers and the sorcerers and the Chaldeans for to show the king his dream. So they came and stood before the king, and the king said unto them, I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled to know the dream. Then spake the Chaldeans to the king in Sarek, O king, live forever. Tell thy servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation. Fifth verse. The king answered and said unto the Chaldeans, the thing is gone from me. If you will not make known unto me the dream with the interpretation thereof, ye shall be cut off, cut in pieces, and your houses shall be made a dunghill. Oh, that's some tough stuff there. Okay.
Amen.
But if he show the dream and the interpretation thereof, he shall receive of me gifts and rewards and great honor. Therefore, show me the dream and the interpretation thereof. Now, this King Nebuchadnezzar, okay, and the children, these four sons of God, okay, or these four sons of Israel, okay, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, okay, they, hallelujah, they was God's children, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And God had given them wisdom, okay, above all the wisdom of the kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, this is where God wants his people to be. Well, you may not see it that way, okay? To be surrounded by your enemies, okay? Been taken to the camp of the enemy, and, you know, But this is what God wants you to be. Because God wants to show himself that he is God, okay? He wants
Amen.
To show that none like him, but there's only one true and living God, okay? Now, this Nebuchadnezzar, hallelujah, this is the most Masonic of the kingdoms, okay, hallelujah, that has ever been, okay? This man was Masonic, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Even though he didn't bear that name, they was Masonic. Thank you, Jesus. Why? Because they was a kingdom of what? Magicians, astrologers, sorcerers, Chaldeans, okay, witches and warlocks, and all the other things, okay, fortune tellers, okay. Thank you, Jesus. This is what they were. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the reason why you have to keep going back to the beginning of these things, okay, that we and to Daniel, okay, and other prophets, okay, because the Lord wants you to know, thank you, Jesus, that this thing has been around all this time, this same spirit of what? Of Babylon has been around since the fall, since God did what? Since he scattered them, okay? Scattered them, okay? Ever since he did that, scattered them, okay, confused their languages, hallelujah, and gave them many languages, and not one language, but many languages. Now, men can't get together like that, okay, like they want to do, okay? So God did it to save their lives, okay? If confusion came up on Babylon to save their lives, okay? Because God would have had to destroy them off the face of the earth, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But God always got better plans, okay? So God said, well, this is what I'm going to do, and this is going to, and God just plans around everything that the devil does. God plans around those things, okay? Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Now, what does Daniel show us? Daniel shows us that God wanted these four men in this place at this certain time to prove him to be real, okay? Now, that time is coming now upon the earth again, okay? It's coming to us now, okay? It's going to come a time when you're going to have to prove God to be real. Thank you, Jesus. Just like Elijah proved God to be real, thank you, Jesus, God's raising up a people that will prove him to be real, okay? Thank you, Lord Jesus. You can call them the Church of Christ with Elijah Mess. You can call them the hallelujah, the kingdom of God, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But these people have to call Elijah upon them, okay? And if they follow through, if these people follow through with Christ, okay, and be obedient to Christ, they'll get all these, they'll get this double portion, okay, of the that they're seeking after, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the double portion of Elijah, thank you, Jesus, is supposed to come upon God's body, the body of Christ, and it's supposed to, hallelujah, go to the world, prove God to be real, okay? The arm of the Lord is going to be revealed, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And is not going to be any doubt that God is doing what he's doing, okay? Thank you, Jesus. This is where you're moving into, okay? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Why is this so important? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Because this kingdom is going to tear down all the kingdoms of what? Of Satan, okay? Now, it says, I think it says in the seventh chapter of Daniel here, okay, talk about what? It talk about God's kingdom rolling forth, okay? And there's going to be a person that's going to come, and he's going to be called the what? the Ancient of Days, right, in the seventh chapter of Daniel. And this Ancient of Days is going to be the ending of the devil's kingdom. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, a lot of people don't understand what that is because they think the Ancient of Days is Jesus Christ. But the Ancient of Days is not Jesus Christ. The Ancient of Days is a servant of Jesus Christ, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And sometimes men are given thrones, okay? Resurrected beings. They're given thrones and dominions, okay? They're given things. Things are given to them, okay, so that they could do what? Well, this Ancient of Days, hallelujah, he's a resurrected being. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But he, do you know who he looks like when he comes? The Ancient of Days look like who? You mistake him for being Christ, but he's not Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I don't want to dwell too much upon this part, hallelujah, because we're talking about the masonry, okay? Masonry. Now, masonry is going to be all the things of Satan is going to be destroyed by the coming of this Ancient of Days, okay? Okay?
Amen.
That's why the devil hates his work, okay? That's why the devil is planning against his work. That's why the devil has always set up things to try to make the church fall, okay? But he has only been able to hinder men. He can't hinder God, okay? Why he can't hinder God? Because God already knows the beginning from the end. So God already has his plan set in place. Thank you, Jesus. Now you may not succeed to the end, okay? You may fail. But Christ is not going to fail. Thank you, Jesus. How many believe that Christ is not going to fail?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. That's the kingdom of Christ, okay? Okay, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, this masonry thing, the masonry, this is the kingdom of Satan, okay? The masonry, the Roman Catholic Church, okay? Okay, that in pie, okay? And Islam, okay? And communism, okay? And all the other kingdoms of the devil, they are all trying to get together. They're all coming together. Hallelujah. Every one of these things, okay, is coming together so that they can destroy all Christianity. Thank you, Jesus. That's their purpose, main purpose, okay, Satan to bring all these things together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, I'm going to drop that right there, okay, and because we got a short thing today, but I'm going to tell you more about it tomorrow, okay, and I got many
Amen.
Scriptures for you, okay. And thank the Lord for his word, okay? Brother, take it away in Jesus Christ.
Amen. We want to welcome Brother Emmanuel Murphy. God bless you. Brother Murphy, how you doing?
Hey, God bless you, brothers. How are you doing today?
God bless you, brother.
Blessing the Lord. Amen.
I just wanted to come on and say that you guys are doing a phenomenal job. I recently was looking on the God's Word to Man Facebook page, and I don't know if you saw that, Brother Nate, that you guys got a shout-out from a gentleman who's been listening. Not only has he been listening to the current content about the Masons and Masonry, but he said he went back and listened to every single broadcast about the subject, and he was requesting that you guys do a deep dive on other Let me get his exact words, if you just bear with me, because I don't want to misquote him. I just always want to do this, brother, because sometimes, you know, I know the devil will come to us and he'll try to use, you know, something that would say along the lines of, you know, what you guys doing don't matter. You know, what are you doing?
Right.
You know, nobody's listening. Right. But people are listening, brother. And I just always want to call this out. I know we don't have much time, but, you guys don't worry about the time because I basically only use an hour on my broadcast at 7. So you guys have at least another 30 minutes if you wanted to go into it.
I tell you what, I just add 15 minutes to it.
Okay,
I'll do it like
that's
that.
Fine. Okay. And it says, this is under the title of the broadcast. I think it's the one you just did before this one, the current one now, Why Masonry and Mormonism is Not of the Restoration, R1P2. And the brother's comment says, go ahead, brother, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I was just saying, when you said R1P2, I was just saying what that meant is Reason 1, Part 1, since we're on Reason 2 now. Yeah.
Gotcha. His name is Joseph Early. Shout out to Joseph Early if you're listening, brother.
Amen.
I don't want to speak for the two brothers here, but I do know I can freely speak and say God bless you. And, you know, we appreciate you listening in and sharing the broadcast. And we ask that you continue to do so. And if you ever have any questions or comments, I'm sure the brothers wouldn't mind you calling in at the end and asking those questions or comments just in case.
Amen.
So his comment, it says, thank you for this series. I have shared each with individuals if Masonry and Eastern Star. So he's basically saying here that he shared this broadcast with Masons and Eastern Stars. And if you know the Eastern Stars, I believe is the female counterpart to the Freemason.
Right.
Any possibility that you can do a related series on fraternities, sororities, or other oath-based societies? Now, I'm going to let you go ahead and address that, Brother Nick, because I know you've already done that in a previous broadcast.
Go ahead, brother.
This is the last thing I'm going to say, and I'm really going to turn it back over to you guys. I just want to say, listen, folks, if you're out there listening, please do share these broadcasts. We don't ask for any money to do this. God provides. And when I say God provides, I mean God provides our entire year of subscription costs and fees associated with us doing this. So this is truly God's ministry. This is truly a work of the Lord. He's providing for us to come on here. So share this information with whoever. And like I said, this is a blessing, brothers. I just wanted to point that out, and I turn it back over to you, Brother Nate, because, like I said, this is a blessing, and I'm so happy to be a part of it. God bless each and every one of you who are listening. Go ahead, brother.
Well, brother, I want to ask you a question. Could you respond back to him, say, yeah, you know, definitely me and my brother can do that. You know, I did it on fraternity and sorority, what was it, 3 years ago? I think that was 3 years ago. I did the series on that. But, yeah, most definitely, you know, there's no doubt that me and my brother can do that again. I think that now that God has blessed us with a more, if I can say, maybe wider audience, more people listening now than when I did it on fraternity sorority. And sometimes God have you reiterating things or going back over them. And in that, he also give you something that you didn't have before. So I want to ask you, brother, if you could respond to what's the brother's name again now?
His name is Joseph Early.
Okay, Joseph Early. Yeah,
Early. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that we can definitely do that after, you know, if I say, if the Lord say the same, after this series that we're doing on these reasons, why Masonry and Mormonism is not of God, if the Lord say the same, yes, we can definitely do that. Me and my brother can do that. And, you know, and that's what I say to that, you know, because it all ties into also what is not of the restoration work of God. And me and my brother is, you know, God has given us to let the people know, because this is why we is talking concerning Mormonism too, because many people would get confused, you know, and as the people of God, we got to sever this thing, because you have people who was of God, they're bringing things and connecting it, quote, trying to connect it to the work of God. And if you don't sever it, people would think that that's involved in the work of God. You know, for example, what Joseph Smith did, okay, to hear that God used him at one point in the translation of the Record of Nephi, and then all of a sudden you find out he became a Mason, he started Mormonism, then people would start thinking and say, okay, if he was all this included with God, and so you got people going around saying that it was okay. And God told us in through Isaiah, "Cry aloud and spare not." Okay, and as believers, yeah, you got to cut that thing off. You can't just walk around talking about, oh God, God's going to do something about it. God's looking for you to do something. Okay, why? Because He gave you the word. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
And he's looking for you to sever that, okay? Because if you don't sever that, and that thing stick around, see, that can cause souls to dwindle off. You know, you want to turn people off, even if you got the Elijah message in your hand, start talking about Joseph Smith up front and see what happens.
Amen.
Go to these other churches and just straight out there talking about Joseph Smith and see what happens. A lot of people have heard of Joseph Smith. And what they have heard, be honest with you, is nothing but what? Mostly the evil. That's mm-hmm. all they heard. Okay. They haven't heard the side where he was humble and God used him. In fact, some of them really don't want to hear that from you. Okay. And you start telling that. But amen. God told us through the angel messenger, preach and teach the full truth. And I'm understanding more and more why God keeps saying full, because full wasn't being preached and taught. Okay, you got to preach the whole thing. I mean, we don't need to just talk about how David was a prophet and a king of the Lord. You talk about how David would put the man up on the front line so he had a man wife. You got to tell the whole story. Okay, you can't tell just part of it. Okay, you know, when people look at you as a Christian, and I'm not talking about telling your business, but there's a side where they have to see where you are being humble too. In other words, they have to see a side where you going through. Because if they never see that side of you going through and think that you, what they see all the time, they don't see you going through, then they, okay, he can't relate to me. That's their thought.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
He can't relate to me at all, because I don't never see him going through nothing. They have to see that. They have to see what you do in your time of testing, how you overcome. Okay. That's why God is not going to allow everything you go through to be hid from people. Some stuff you're going to go through is going to be dead in front of people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
now it's up to you to show how you're going to walk this thing out, okay? And that's another way how you teach people, okay? The word of God and the way of God. They have to see you in your what you do in your time of testing, okay? Because if they don't, brother, they said, oh, you can't relate to me. You don't know what I'm going through. You ain't went through nothing. You know, that's why some people on my job who don't know me from years ago, they look at me and Mr. Goody Two-Shoes. And then if I mention some kind of secular singer to them, they eyes book. What you doing knowing? I said, man, let me tell you something. Why you think I'm trying to tell you to get saved? I had to get saved. Okay?
Okay.
I lived in the world. I committed sin. I did all kind of stuff. So how you think I'm sitting here telling you? Okay? So you thinking I was supposed to know this, okay, but I did the same stuff you doing, okay? So I had to get saved. So definitely, brother, we can do that. And, brother, be honest with you, no, I did not know that that was sent out by the brother. And brother Robert, that's why I'm here. well, brother, we appreciate that you giving that to us because, you know, like we told the people on the broadcast, me and Brother Robert, we don't be just sitting at the house fiddling our thumbs saying, hey, Brother Robert, what you doing today? I don't know. Let's just talk about Mason. Okay, let's go ahead. We don't do that. It's a fight to try to bring this to the people.
Yes, we
didn't have all kind of different stuff going on. Not just during this series, the series before, ever since me and him got together months ago and started going into this. Man, it's been some stuff that had come up. It's been a struggle just to come on the broadcast. And people may hear us and thinking, oh, man, they always, don't nothing going to happen with them. Oh, yeah, when you's telling about stuff like we talking about now, you going into the deep, deep. This is something where that longhorn fella that looked like the goat, and I ain't talking about the greatest of all time neither. That longhorn fella, he don't want you to say nothing about this right here. And this is something that's very important. So, yeah, no doubt, me and my brother, we can do that on the fraternity sorority because, hey, there's Christians that's, you know, omegas, alphas, okay? So definitely, you know, me and my brother, we can hook up on that. That would not be a problem because, listen, when it come down to it, we want people to know the truth. And we want to give it to them, and then we want to tell them, now you take it to the Lord. You ain't got to believe us straight off, okay? Take it to the Lord. Get a witness for yourself. So, yeah, definitely we can do that. You know, if the Lord say the same after this series of these reasons that we're doing here, so, brother, if you would give him a return, you know, and send a message to him and let him say, yes, we agree, and we – after we get finished, Lord say the same of these reasons that we're given why Masonry and Mormonism is not of God, then if the Lord say the same, we'll go into that fraternity and sororities.
Amen. Yes, sir. I've already done it on behalf of God's Word to Man. I've already reached out to him just now and let him know that. I also encourage him, as I also encourage the people who are listening now, to visit some of the archive broadcasts because the brother has covered a substantial amount of this information and other broadcasts. And, I tell you, it's a blessing, but sometimes it takes tragedy to drive people to their knees and have them seeking after God like never before. And I think this pandemic and what's really getting ready to come upon this earth is really going to drive a lot more people to seeking truth. And I'm just glad that, you know, even though we started, we're going into our fourth and fifth year of this thing, I believe, or something like that. We started this broadcast, and it's just God is really blessing it, and he continues to bless it. So I'm going to hop off and prepare for the 7 o'clock broadcast, but I just want to let you guys know about that and go ahead and respond to the brother, and that's pretty much you know, and just to encourage you guys that even though, you know, I know Satan is sometimes coming, I know he does it to me, you know, even with my morning prayer, my 9 o'clock prayer that I have now going, you know, nobody's listening. Come on, that don't take that much prayer. Nobody prays every day, you know. Come on now.
Yeah.
You know, like you hear the whispers of Satan. Nobody's listening to that. But God always, every time, you know, you think like, oh, nobody's listening, the Lord always has somebody write in and say, hey, I'm listening. Hey, I appreciate that. Hey, amen to that. You telling the truth or whatever, just to kind of confirm that we're doing what God wants us to do. So God bless the both of you, okay? Love you.
Thank you.
Okay, God bless, brother. We appreciate you. Love you. God bless. Thank God for the brother reporting that to us, brother. I thank God for what he's doing. And like I told him, Lord, say the same. Hey, I believe we can collaborate on that because that is an important thing, too. I did do that on turning sorority. I think it's been 3 years now. It may have been four, but I think it's been 3 years. And like I said, there's nothing wrong with coming forth with that again because sometimes God give you more light than you had, you know, when you last did it. So I told him if the Lord say the same after we get finished this series, you know, you and I can come together and pray about it, you know what I'm saying, and just look and see the direction God wants to go, you know. And, hey, go that way, we go that way. It's no problem with me.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise be to God. So we thank God for you all listening to the broadcast. We thank God for blessing us this day. Don't forget tomorrow night we will be back with part four of Reason 2, Secrecy or Secrets. Amen. 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Look for the advertisement then. Therefore, for Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love you. God bless you and God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother.